support FBU pension strike save our fire service coordinated action can defeat the cuts firefighters in the FBU union are due to strike for 4 days over pension cuts. The strike marks a big escalation in the dispute, as up until now the walkouts, since September 2013, have lasted between 2 and 24 hours. Salford FBU rep Paul Davis spoke to the Socialist about the action. "We are very, very angry and disappointed about the way negotiations have gone. Not on the FBU's part, it's done a really good job at putting the case across and explaining why we need a revised offer. It's the Department for Communities and Local Government, DCLG. Nothing's changed from the start, there's no bend or give from them. If you're a firefighter now, you're going to have to work until you're 60 instead of 55. The threat of being dismissed on the grounds of capability, if you don't reach the required fitness standards, is still in place. A firefighter in his mid to late 50s is going to have to pass the same medical and have the same level of fitness as a 19-year-old. There's going to be a lot of firefighters who are not going to meet the required standards and will be out of a job. It's also about the contributions going up. We'll pay more in and get less out. 4 days. This 4-day strike can't come too soon. The fire brigades could barely cope when we went out for 4 or 8 hours. With this 4-day one, they're really going to struggle. I just hope that the various chief fire officers around the country can put pressure on the DCLG to get back round the table. Pensions aren't the only issue. The cuts seem to be never-ending. In the last couple of weeks, 4 or 5 appliances have been cut in Greater Manchester. My station, Salford, has just lost a fire engine. We are now down to 1 pump. The neighbouring station in Bosside has lost a fire engine as well. The chief fire officer is saying that it's because we are taking action short of strike action that they can't crew those appliances, because we won't do overtime in the district. But it's nothing to do with us not doing the overtime. He's not recruited for 5 years. He's not got enough staff to crew those appliances because of the cuts. The pay's not going up, the pension contributions are going up, and the jobs are going. There's no good news in the fire service, really. The obvious thing is to coordinate with the NHS staff two of the emergency services on strike at the same time. Either that or a longer FBU strike. An 8-day strike is what a lot of people have been talking about, because then we're all hit the same, all the watches lose out. Firefighters will lose around £600 of pay due to the strike. The FBU is appealing for support from fellow trade unionists on the picket lines and financial support for its hardship fund, sort code 086001, account number 20,034,726. Update: the FBU strike in Wales has been called off due to the prospect of a deal with the Welsh government. The strike will still go ahead in England,